Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Do you have a Costco membership? Could help you save money in a different way than you're thinking. It's 11:51. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So there was this influencer, and she was revealing how she saved a fortune on food by eating the free samples at Costco.
I love this. This is a total Rob Kendall move right here.
From sushi to soup.
Yeah.
Dumplings to rotisserie chicken. So her name is Tasman Dawal, and she said the Costco offers so many testers that she always leaves full. She goes in hungry intentionally and eats her way through the store.
Well, this is brilliant, right? Because she's not doing anything wrong. She's following all applicable rules, right? The sample is there, and she is saving gobs of money by eating just the samples.
So she posted a minute-long video where she's trying all of these things, like pita bread with hummus, toast with blackberry jam, cheeses, crackers with goat cheese, chips and dip, chocolate cookies. She even had a small cup of coffee. So you could walk through Costco.
Yeah, this is brilliant. What's a Costco membership cost? You got one of those?
I'm glad you asked, Rob,
because
I do have one of those. The Gold Star membership is $60. The executive membership is $120.
What's the difference?
Okay, well, if you spend $3,000 annually on qualified purchases like groceries, furniture, and electronics, you get $60 back, which is the cost of the upgrade. So,
but what do you get with the upgrade?
That's where things get a little sticky. I don't know.
Oh, sounds... well, you're really selling me on it, Casey.
I think there's, you know, some like travel deals.
Some executive from Costco was licking his chops. No. Yeah. What? Don't tell anybody there's no difference.
Finish the rest. No, you're not paying me to finish the rest, Costco. If you'd like to sponsor the show.
We'll learn what the differences are if there's a check involved.
You. Yeah, but there's 830 locations in 8 countries. They have nearly 117 million card holders. Costco is the largest membership warehouse chain worldwide. And... yeah, you do save money in some areas, but this woman saving money because she's eating her way through the store. Now, I've seen another influencer who's done something similar to this, not going to Costco to eat, but she goes on dates just for the meal.
Oh, yeah, that's brilliant.
Books dates with randos.
Oh, that's brilliant.
First date, doesn't really care. She's not looking for love.
Right. She's looking for a meal.
She's looking for a meal.
That's brilliant.
Does it 4 or 5 times a week, intentionally. Now, I have to imagine something like that. You have to live in a bigger metropolis because if you're in a small town and you're doing that, you're going to go through...
Yeah, this is brilliant. And this, and Kevin will appreciate this because he is on the dating scene. This is why I always used to do first dates at drinking establishments because I wasn't at risk of having to purchase an expensive meal.
A meal.
And I real quick know how you hang.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, Kevin just hit him. I could see it. Like, there was a moment where it hit Kevin on how brilliant that is.
No, I think, drinks or like even a coffee date for the first date.
Now, I've been told by some single fellas that they put a limit on the first date.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're only going to spend so much money.
Well, we talked about the guy here.
And it was $40.
Who it blew up in his face. The guy
who took the girl shopping.
Yeah, in addition to the dinner and the drinks. And was probably, I don't know, $250 or so in.
Mm-hmm. And they were an item for what?
We don't know that for sure.
2 weeks? 3 weeks?
We know there was a photo of them together.
Mm-hmm.
But it also could have been like, because we had talked about there was no tagging in that photo. And it was just posted. So we don't know for sure. But even if they were an item, the amount of cash outlay that took for the result that he got out of it that did not end well, which I had told him that was not going to end well. And this is why I have the mentoring program with Kevin to save Kevin from the grief that poor young man went through.
So Here's the thought about these these influencers, though. Going back to this woman at Costco who's eating her way through. And by the way, not all Costcos have the free food.
Oh, really?
Out. Yeah, no. This woman was in Toronto because a lot of people were asking her, which Costco are you at? Because mine doesn't do the free food anymore. But do we need more influencers or do we need more electricians and plumbers and builders? Like, can we aspire to something better than being a social media influencer?
Here's the thing, though, Casey.
What's the thing,
Rob? I'm not going to judge any person who has figured out a way to get paid for doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really some genius mental maneuvering, because that's what an influencer does, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get paid to do absolutely nothing.
They would argue
with kind of like radio.
We're the original influencers before social media even existed. Okay, we got to go. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Kevin. Good job today. And thank you for listening. We're going to count on you to be back here tomorrow. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.